Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to speak with our friend Trent Miner, Wood County Clerk. We're going to talk about Wood County and voting in this area in election night. Right now, though, we have on the phone with us Technical Sergeant Tyler Kenmar. And Tyler is here to talk about the U.S. Air Force band coming to central Wisconsin. Tyler, first off, thank you so much for your service, and thank you so much for putting up with my questions and being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
I want to get into this concert with you, Tyler. This is a fun, awesome, exciting concert. The United States Air Force Band of Mid-America coming to Mitchelson Hall, UW-Stevens Point Arena on November 10th. 3 o'clock show. We're going to give you the details of how you can get tickets or reserve tickets if you'd like coming up. But before we do that, I'd like to go rewind a little bit and go back and go into the history of the U.S. Air Force Band of Mid-America. Do you know much about this, Tyler? Can you get into some of this with us?
You know, to be honest, I'm not sure how far we go back exactly, but we've had bands in the Army Air Corps preceding the Air Force back when Major Glenn Miller was heading up the bands, kind of making it famous in the jazz world and among pop culture at the time, and then just transitioning into the Air Force itself. So the bands have been a long-standing part of military tradition, and we are located at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. We're just across the river from St. Louis, and we've been doing just all kinds of music, ceremonies, connecting with people around the world, probably as long as the Air Force has been around in one location or another, although I couldn't tell you the exact date on when the band was formed here at Scott Air Force Base.
I appreciate that. And that's about what I saw from the history of it, too. I don't think that there's necessarily some exact history, but it's certainly something that it feels like has always been a part of our Air Force, is doing something similar to this, if not a kind of organized thing like this. Now, the purpose of something like this, Tyler, can we get into why you guys are doing an event like this and why you do this throughout the country?
Yes. So our mission statement as the Air Force Bands is to honor, inspire, and connect. So through music, we honor those that have served and come before us, inspire future generations of airmen, and connect with communities around the world. So we're mostly used to connect with all these communities, bring good PR to the Air Force, give back to everyone that has served. And in certain instances when we are deployed overseas, or we also have bands stationed across the globe, making these connections with, I suppose, allies and enemies alike, trying to open the door for our ambassadors to go in and talk with other countries, and being used as a soft power in that way.
It's a part of our military that we don't get to focus on or talk about nearly all that much, but it's something that highlights to many of us. I myself come from a military family. I know many of our listeners out there do as well. And for a lot of us that have kind of grown up around a lot of this stuff, we understand some of the layers and levels to it. But it's good to explain, get into some of that, and I appreciate it. It's also noteworthy, I think, the other side of that, Tyler, and the good PR and the goodwill it can create for the band members, for the Air Force itself, not just the people playing, but the people that are supporting this.
Oh, absolutely. Playing any type of events we may have at various Air Force bases, playing for our deployed troops, just trying to give back and bring a little slice of home to those that are in harm's way at any given time.
You know, when it comes to the individuals, the heroes out there that sign up and join our military forces, you're doing this for so many good reasons. To be able to add on to those reasons, being able to do something like this, whether it's entertaining your fellow troops or your communities around our country or anything, it gives one more added reason, one more added bonus to our service members. And certainly, as you touched on before, the PR end of this, where we are always looking looking for good members to join our services and reach out to them. Certainly even to people that can't join or that are older or maybe have already served. We want to continue to promote our Air Force and our military, the branches of our military, and put goodwill out there in our country. It's an interesting note that you bring up around the rest of the world, too. That's something, again, that we don't always get a chance to touch on or think about, the importance of that. That's also some goodwill and great being created by this band.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I see it as our objective that, you know, if we are doing our job as well as we can, hopefully, you know, we can avoid conflict. The military is a necessary power we have to defend ourselves and our allies around the world. But I mean, if we could create friendly connections with these other nations, it wouldn't even have to come to that.
Well said.
And I see us playing a small part in that.
Hmm. Yeah, well said. Tyler, what's the kind of music that the audience is going to be able to hear on November 10th when you guys head over to Stevens Point?
Yeah, so we are called the Shades of Blue Jazz Ensemble, and we are a group of 13 active duty musicians. And we'll be playing kind of an eclectic mix of things for the audiences. We've got a lot of vocal jazz standards, some selections from the Buddy Rich Big Band, a lot of patriotic works, and even a jazz arrangement of a popular Sting song. So I'm sure there'll be something for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. What you're talking, and I should journalistically mention, my favorite style of music is jazz. I love jazz. But I even without that, I do think that it's one of the most universal like language music. It's something that brings a lot of people together. Most anybody can get into. And good on you guys for adding a little bit to it. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm curious, Tyler, are you in the band? Are you part of the band?
Yes, so I am the non-commissioned officer in charge of the band, and I also play the drums.
Right on, right on. What got you playing drums? Have you been playing it since you were a kid? Did you get started young?
Got started pretty young. I showed up at home one day, and there happened to be kind of a cheap drum set in one of our guest rooms. And come to find out at that moment that my dad used to play in his youth professionally, kind of doing a lot of freelancing work, playing for hotels when that was more popular to have a steady gig doing that in the 60s and 70s. And he started to teach me drums. I thought it was very interesting, and I also was taking a little bit of piano lessons at the time. So just starting to get into music at the age of 9. And then pretty soon after that, joining kind of like a middle school band, falling in love with all of that kind of stuff, continuing to play drum set, getting into marching bands. And then eventually at some point in high school, I heard of the concept of someone being a music major. And I had no idea that that was a career profession that you could directly pursue mm-hmm. in that way. So I ended up getting my undergrad and master's degree in music performance, and then shortly after that landing this job with the Air Force. We have competitive auditions whenever we have openings across our bands, and people send in tapes and then fly out to a live round if they're selected, and have this competitive audition process, and if you are selected, then you are then given a form to take to your recruiter, to go to basic training, go through the whole bit, but knowing that your full-time job will be playing music on behalf of the military band.
It's quite interesting, and I'm curious. So, Tyler, I mentioned I have a couple of family members that are currently serving and have served, and my cousin, I remember, he's currently enlisted and out there doing great work. When he was debating about, he wanted to join the service, but he wanted to talk about it with my grandfather, who was a Marine, and some others, and I happened to be a part of the conversation. A lot came up, and we talked about a lot of different things, the pluses and minuses, and certainly he ended up obviously joining. But one thing that never came up, getting the play, he played an instrument, and getting to maybe play that instrument as a part of the military. I can't imagine when you signed up for this, that this was something that you thought of going into your service, or was a part of your service, or why you joined?
So actually for us, at least in the Air Force, this whole process kind of starts, before you actually, sign up. Mm-hmm. So when we go to basic training, they may ask some people, for the purpose of having a band flight, if you've played, band in high school or something like that. And they'll use that for ceremonies during basic training, but those aren't necessarily the people that are used for it to be their AFSC or Air Force specialty code, their full-time job and purpose in the Air Force, to play music once they graduate basic military training. So like I was saying before, we kind of put out flyers, advertised with musicians unions, all the standard ways that people would maybe come to know about an orchestra vacancy or something. And people then apply for these jobs before ever necessarily even meeting with a recruiter. And it's only upon when they are selected and guaranteed the job that they will then meet with a recruiter and join the military. So I actually heard about it from someone else in the band, came and did a master class while I was in college, talking about the opportunities of the Air Force Band and the type of stuff that we do. And I just found that to be a very interesting way of going about a music career, and allowed me to serve my country, with my current skill set that I had. Mm-hmm. And it just sounded very enticing to be able to travel the world, play all these different styles of music that we're expected to play, anything from rock, pop, classical, jazz. Our people do it all. Very well-versed musicians that we are fortunate to work with, and just seemed like an opportunity. So mm-hmm. fortunately, I was selected and went through basic training and did the whole thing.
And I really appreciate that breakdown, Tyler, not only because I find it interesting, and I think the audience certainly the audience will find it interesting. But as we're talking about this here, we're also, always looking to do a little recruiting and looking to, people out there who may have a similar background that you do, or similar music tastes and love music, but all love their country as well, would like to combine those worlds. It's always good to know. We'll give you information on how to find out more before we wrap up today. But I do want to talk about this great series of concerts that Shades of Blue, the Jazz Ensemble, is going to be bringing to this center, to our area here in central Wisconsin. Let's get into this, and keep in mind, everybody, these are free shows. You can reserve tickets if you'd like. Tickets are required, but these are all concerts are free and open to the public. You're going to be on Saturday, November 9th at 7 o'clock at Wausau East High School Auditorium in Wausau. I see there. Sunday, November 10th at the Michael Hall at UW-Stevens Point at the Noah Fine Arts Center over there in Stevens Point at 3 o'clock on Sunday, November 10th. And then Monday, November 11th, 7:30, Green Hill Center of the Arts. You'll be in Whitewater for that one. And then wrapping up Wednesday, November 13th, 7 o'clock at Sun Prairie East Performing Arts Center in beautiful Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. You guys are going to be coming through here and making sure that we hear you. We're going to have plenty of opportunities to hear you guys.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm excited. We actually have an alumni in our band from University of Wisconsin Whitewater, one of our trombone players. So I'm super excited to hear the feedback at that location in particular.
Yeah, that's got to be amazing to be able to come back to your home state and perform. That has to feel pretty good, I imagine. And I want to talk a little bit about those band members and what it takes to do this, because, you don't have to be a musical, to be in a band or anything like that, or maybe you had a band in high school like a lot of us, to know that it takes rehearsing. You got to practice to be able to get these things right. You got to practice to be able to put on these shows. But with your commitments to the Air Force and everything, how often are you guys able to rehearse?
So our schedules are actually pretty busy, be it local base support for various events, funerals, going on tour, that sort of thing. schedules are pretty packed. So for any given engagement, like this tour, for example, we'll rehearse maybe 4 or 5 days and then go on the road for maybe a week or so at a time. But then, you know, we're off doing something else as soon as we get back. Got to rehearse for that, new set of music, new style of music. So the turnover is pretty quick, but we all have a pretty extensive professional background in music, so everything comes together fairly quickly during rehearsal, which is good.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know, time is of the essence kind of thing, but it's still, you know, very impressive to me, to the audience out there, that you guys are able to pull this off with the, even if you had a, whatever a normal rehearsal routine is, even if you had that going into this, considering all the things on your collective plates, it's very impressive and we greatly appreciate it and really appreciate you joining us. We have Technical Sergeant Tyler Kennemeyer joining us right now, U.S. Air Force Band we're talking about in the great show, series of shows that they're going to be bringing here to Central Wisconsin. And while you guys are going to get to perform for a really good crowd here in Wisconsin, we love our music, we're going to give you a good show. The band itself has gotten to perform for some very impressive people over the years. If we could just kind of, as we're getting ready to wrap up here, touch on a little bit of the people that I see in this right, that the band has performed, had the distinction of performing for Pope John Paul II before, and Presidents George W. Bush and William Clinton and George Bush Jr. and Sr. got both of them in.
Yes, sir. I mean, we're playing for, you know, distinguished people all the time, very high vis situations, depending on what it is. I've been in for about 9 years now. Been fortunate enough to play for several presidents, lots of kind of NFL, NBA type games. Just anything and everything, big events, important people. It's a very great way to serve my country.
Yeah, I can't imagine how humbling and how good it must feel. Is there anyone that stands out for you in the time you've been doing this that really, I'm sure all of these are impactful and meaningful. Is there any one or two in particular that stand out for you?
It was actually a small concert that we had at the General of Space Command at the time's home. They were hosting the, I forget his name, but the National Security Secretary of Japan. They were visiting Colorado when I was stationed out there. And we just played a small concert for him and his entourage, kind of doing some selections from their pop world as well as jazz. And it was my first time really getting to play for foreign delegates and kind of make that connection on behalf of the Air Force. And it was just very impactful. And they were just so appreciative. I think it's really awesome to see when music truly transcends those language barriers and makes that cultural impact.
That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that, man. And I couldn't agree more. It's one of the things that we promote around here and we talk about highly, especially in a time where we're looking to bring people together more and more. Food, music, these are things that bring people together all the time. And we're going to be coming together for this great series of shows. As we're wrapping up, Tyler, I touched on this a little bit earlier. We understand as citizens, we're thankful to everything for our military and appreciative, especially of these above and beyond things that come from our military and how much it means to us. But could you, if you can even put into words or try to put into words, what this means for you to not just represent your country, not just do something that you are passionate about, but to be able to entertain people, to be able to give people another angle, another side to our military and our service workers?
Well, I feel it's really important to see our military members as more than just the uniform itself. And I hope that we can do that in some small part by connecting with these audiences, having them share their stories with us. I always love hearing stories of people that have served or answering questions of, you know, perhaps students that are curious to join. It's just really nice to get out, meet with the community and make that connection beyond the uniform.
Yeah. Yeah, well said, and appreciate that, Tyler. Again, our Shades of Blue, our fantastic U.S. Air Force band is going to be coming right here to Central Wisconsin. They have a show Saturday, November 9th at 7 o'clock at the Wausau East High School Auditorium, then Sunday, November 10th at 3 o'clock at the Mitchell Eason Hall at UW-Stevens Point at their Fine Arts Center. Monday, November 11th, 7:30 at Green Hill Center of the Arts right over there in Whitewater. And on Wednesday, November 13th, 7 o'clock, the Sun Prairie East Performing Art Center in beautiful Sun Prairie. If people want tickets, they want to reserve tickets or get tickets, how can they do that, Tyler?
So you could go to our website we have set up for this, and that is afbandtix.com. Again, that is afbandtix.com. And you should be able to reserve a ticket at any of these upcoming venues, perhaps even see some of our other upcoming schedules. I know some form or fashion of one of our ensembles is up in Wisconsin quite a bit. So,
yeah, encourage you to support that, everybody, and go to that website again and get those tickets, and we will meet you there. Looking forward to it. Safe travels to you and the band, Tyler. Thank you so much, not only for your service, but certainly for joining us today. Appreciate the time. You have a good one out there and have a good run.
Thank you, sir. You too.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.